Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here once again this weekend, as he is every weekend, to overview the big stories, the topics, if you will, making it from number one to number 10 on the Talkers Countdown. The people also who are at the top of mind when it comes to discussions on News Talk Radio. Those are the stations that are surveyed, and here we go.
Yes, here we go as we look back from Memorial Day weekend and see the week that was. The top stories on talk radio: Major League Baseball action at 10, NBA and NHL playoffs at 9, that hideous UK soldier slaying in broad daylight at 8, the Fed stimulus policy at 7, Anthony Weiner runs for New York City mayor. The Weiner is back at number 6. Number 5, Obama's Gitmo closing proposal tied with a drone policy speech. At number 4, we have the Oklahoma tornado. At number 3, we have the Benghazi attack case. At number 2, we have the issue of the Department of Justice investigating journalists. And at number 1, we have the IRS scandal. The people on our top 10, number 10, Nancy Pelosi, John Boehner at 9, number 8, Ben Bernanke. We have Anthony Weiner and Andrew Cuomo tied at 7. At number 6, we have James Rosen, Daryl Issa at 5, Hillary at 4, Eric Holder at 3, Lois Lerner at 2, and Barack Obama is the most talked about human being on talk radio.
All right, so the IRS scandal lands atop the Talkers top 10 again this week. If there was no, ever think about it this way, sort of replaying or rewinding, going back to, if you had a time machine, to the event that created this in 2010, when the Supreme Court gave Citizens United basically carte blanche to get as much money from whoever they wanted to, spend it the way they want to, it's a free-for-all. If it hadn't been for that, we wouldn't have this problem, but we would have the possible scrutiny of the IRS because of the Apple tax hearing that went on this week, where these people from Apple should have told the government to go stuff it, when mostly because they haven't done anything wrong. But I find it really amazing, Michael, to listen to some of these programs that we monitor and hear people put the two together. That is the Apple tax hearing and the IRS problems of over-monitoring, if you will, just brings into focus well, what makes for great conversation on the issue-oriented talk radio programs that we monitor, because they're so obviously emotional, and there's anger there, and people want to see the problem fixed, and they feel frustrated because they don't sense that it is being fixed.
No, people have this underlying fear that nothing ever gets fixed. We just move on to new problems and forget the old ones. And it really is about prioritizing what problems we're going to consider to be the big problems and then what problems we relegate to the denial heap and forget about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always asked that by members of the press, you know, what makes talk radio decide what they want to talk about? And that's a very complex philosophical and psychological thing. We as a society prioritize what we're going to care about. And sometimes those priorities have nothing to do with anything but emotion, sensationalism, happenstance, but there's no real empirical reason why one story is more important than another in terms of any kind of measurement or impact on our well-being.
Well, under the circumstances, right, it's all a value judgment, and you wonder sometimes how things get played. It has to do often with whether there's a video component, like in Oklahoma, it was the same thing. Again, we keep having these extravaganzas of disaster, and fear then develops out of it, and people are just scared of everything.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I kind of think everybody is enjoying the IRS scandal. I think the IRS scandal is actually, this is my own opinion, that the IRS scandal is a catharsis for a lot of people, because almost everybody in this country is afraid of the IRS. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is this general feeling you can't beat the IRS. The IRS operates, you know, its own realm. Even politicians are afraid of the IRS. And all of a sudden, like, it's cool to beat up the IRS in public. I don't think this is a scandal where people are going around going, oh, how terrible. It's almost like, yeah, they're getting theirs. And I don't know. It's just my observation of it.
Mm-hmm. I just think that they're just too many things that are going on that are opportunities for conversation, and you wonder whether people just get angry or do they get any results. Does something come out of all of this?
Well,
and remember the old days when Jerry Williams was on the air, the Vox Populi. This was a way of people letting off steam, but also real change. I remember Jerry Williams stopped the building of a prison out in a small community in midwestern Massachusetts, and that power, one wonders whether it's still executable.
It is, because, you know, it doesn't take that many people to make something happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to move 51% of the public to stop a prison or hold back a tax or change a plan to increase a toll or recall a governor. If you can motivate an activist group of people and coordinate it, you can get things done. Even though majority rules, minorities make things happen. And I don't mean minorities ethnically. I just mean political minorities. Active people determined to do something with a good degree of organization between them, change everything. I mean, all the problems we face on our planet today are basically being caused by probably 5,000 creeps.
Yeah.
We have billions of people. Most are good. Most, and most are not angry, Doug. You know, this whole idea that, you know, talk radio ferments anger. And I think most people are just interested. I think the anger is like little peaks of emotion that come from stimulators, agitators, overreactors. I think most people in this discussion called public policy have a very level-headed view of it, integrated into their own lives, get angry about things, but not necessarily what Obama does. They get angry about what their wife or their husband does or their boss does, mm-hmm. or their kid does, or a coach at school who didn't put their kid in a game. Life is far more textured and even flowing than one would think watching and listening and reading the media.
Mm, I may be very true to take it too seriously. Some people certainly do. In a moment, Michael Harrison from Talkers talks about the upcoming convention in New York City with a lot of talk folks getting together, the endless possibilities of communicating using the various forms of the media that talk is involved in. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You can avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit AmericasBestValueInn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio, the issue-oriented stories. Some people call it political talk radio. That's what we are cheerleaders for and involved in. And to that end, Michael conducts several hearings. I put that in quotation marks, where we all get to come and talk and listen to our brethren in the talk radio field for a day, West Coast in the fall, East Coast in the spring. So what happens this year in terms of possibilities? I use the term endless possibilities because they kind of are. If you look at the world today as being something that is that offers you endless possibilities, it's kind of an exciting deal.
Yeah, very much so. It's always great when we all get together. I like the way you use the word hearings. I'm conducting hearings.
Yes,
I'm too. I'm launching an investigation.
Yeah, why is Rush Limbaugh so important?
Well, the fact of the matter is, he is, at least to this industry and to his listeners. But the fact is that when we get together, we talk about the issues of the industry. It's an inter-industry gathering. It's been going on for about a decade and a half, and every year, and we do two of them a year, and you know, the movers and the shakers in the talk radio world get together and they talk about issues of the industry, you know, the changes radio is going through, the changes in technology, cultural changes, generational changes, the role of the internet, the economics of it, political boycotts of sponsors, all, you know, things of the growth of sports radio, whether left-right works anymore, the role of entertainment, celebrity gossip, you know, the whole basic thing, and usually it has an impact on the direction the industry goes after the gathering.
So as a result of what you just said, I was thinking about how you separate there are lists. People love lists, and so talkers.com certainly is happy to accommodate with a heavy 100 list, and you also have been doing the Frontier 50, which is something that doesn't have anything to do with traditional talk radio on radio stations.
Well, the Frontier 50 is an annual, although we didn't do it in 2012 because we've been revamping it, but it's an annual listing of the 50, you know, most interesting people doing things of talk radio nature on the internet. Talk, you know, internet talk radio, I guess is the way to describe it.
Yeah.
And that is an extension of traditional talk radio. And it's an area that has been growing so tremendously that even Talkers Magazine is having problems keeping up with it all to sort it out in a list that makes sense. We're not going to put lists out unless we can back them up with some type of empirical wisdom. And we're getting a handle on it. The internet scene is gigantic.
Yeah.
There are thousands of internet talk shows, thousands of them. Some of them are fascinating. Some of them, of course, are quite mundane.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of work to sort it out, whereas the world of AM/FM is a limited world that is much more measurable.
Well, you can find these things on what really amazes me is how things become viral, how an idea, how a conversation, how something recorded, some thought gets placed somewhere, and then it seems to explode, and you wonder how that happens. Some of it can be because it's connected to some of these conversations you're talking about that take place exclusively on the internet.
Viral is a thing that's just going to always be with us because everything's connected. But viral is not predictable, and viral is not consistent. So people that are in the media who are looking to do viral things, they're sort of like the baseball player who only wants to hit Grand Slam home runs. The odds are you'll strike out most of the time.
Yeah. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hemp USA. USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Levine is here, founder of Levine Communication, also the person that runs the Levine breaking news site, LBNE Alert, which we'll talk about after we get to the folks from Apple, who seem to come out of this week's hearing smelling like a rose. Apple doesn't need to have an image enhancement, do they, after this week?
Oh, listen, you're always redefining an image, and Apple is so iconic that you always are in the process of defining it or redefining it. And so, yes, you know, even the mighty, mighty Apple has to think about, you know, its image from perpetually.
See, I would have thought under the circumstances, especially given what we were following on even my website and my Facebook page and Twitter account, people are just really angry that this hearing went on. Apple has done a great job with all kinds of new plants and opportunities for people in business. And so they take them apart for something that's, first of all, not illegal. Secondly, why should they pay a tax in America on money they don't earn in America?
Well, I think those are all very valid points. But the truth is that people make a lot of decisions based on emotion, not fact. And so, you know, you have these headlines that people don't read really much beyond. They just read the headline and it creates some controversy.
So do you think that this would affect the sales of Apple devices in this country?
No, I think it'll create an image concern for the PR department for about 13 weeks. But no, not I don't think it'll have any impact on the sale of Apple products.
All right, what about Anthony Weiner, who's decided he wants to be the mayor of New York City? How does somebody have either the complete lack of judgment or is so clueless that he actually thinks after the scandal he was involved in, he can be reelected? Are people, somebody's dumb here, whether it's him or the public. Which is it?
Well, there's another possibility, and that is that he has no real intention of being mayor of New York City, but he's using the mayoral campaign as an overarching rehabilitation effort. I don't think Anthony Weiner really believes that a year from now he's going to be the mayor of Los Angeles. The mayor of New York City,
yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
But I do think that he believes that this can be a very important piece to the rehabilitation effort that, frankly, has been stalled.
Speaking of the mayor of Los Angeles, vote this week, and 19% of Angelians actually showed up to vote. Two kind of lousy candidates from my status as a part-time Angelian. You live there all the time. Some of the people on my staff live there. They thought both candidates were from hunger, but Garcetti won because this woman really had some sort of scurrilous connections. How is it that people in politics that have these connections somehow are able to overcome them? I guess you can go back to the Wiener thing. But in general, do they just think people will forget? Or do they have really good PR folks around them that help people to forget?
Well, I guess Bill Clinton has really defined the American voting memory when he was able to redeem his image. So I think that there's a sense among many politicians that people's memories are very short, and I think they're right. But I am still stunned that I live in a city in which they are having a mayoral campaign, and less than 20% of the people in the city vote. It's almost remarkable. I don't believe it.
Pretty outrageous.
Yet it really happened.
Yeah, pretty outrageous. There's a PR job that needs to be handled in and of itself. Michael Levine, founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, and also the founder of the LBN Alert. Sign up. Just go to lbnalert.com, and you get a handle on all the news of the day. Great edits and perspectives of what's going on in pretty much everything across the board that we would be interested in on a daily basis. You can read the LBN Daily at lbnealert.com. Michael Levine here on the Countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest Nature's Natural Health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions. The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, May the 24th. A lot of scandals on the countdown again this week. Here's host Matt Murphy talking to Jeffrey Lord from American Spectator about whether the news media is finally turning on the president after all these scandals hit over the past couple of weeks.
When Bob Schieffer ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And I don't think Bob Schieffer was very happy with Pfeiffer on Face the Nation actually going so far as to ask him, why are you here? Why am I getting these underlings when I should have the chief of staff sitting right here in front of me? I mean, is the media finally getting annoyed at this administration?
I think they are. I don't know that it's permanent, but I do think they are annoyed. And I'll tell you, learning of Mr. Pfeiffer's presence there, that was my first thought. I mean, generally speaking, you send the White House chief of staff out there, or the White House press secretary, or somebody who is very visible and senior and all of that kind of thing. That's not the case with Mr. Pfeiffer. And so the question is why? Why? And I would imagine it has to do with they've got a lot going on there. They don't have answers to a lot of questions, and they know that their answers are going to be reverberate, so they don't send these people out.
Well, and I think it's a common tactic amongst the Obama administration, where it's becoming more readily, more easy to spot, is that they send someone out that doesn't have a real basic knowledge of what's going on so that they can say, I don't know. And,
and
when they say, I don't know, it's a position of vulnerability, and they say, well, I don't know, I'll find out, and I'll come back later. Well, they know that later will never come.
Well, when you send these people out, I mean, look what they did to Susan Rice. Now, Susan Rice is the ambassador of the United Nations, is a senior person. They sent her out there and fed her information that was completely and totally not truthful. So now, she's not going to be Secretary of State. She's lucky she's still got her job because of this. So I think that there is a real reluctance to send senior people out there who are going to sit there in front of the cameras and say, well, I don't know, or I'm not familiar with this, or what have you, is a way of dodging what they may know.
Talk host Matt Watson and Larry Gatos with ABC's Sam Donaldson. They talk about how fixated Washington has become on these scandals, while the majority of Americans don't really seem to care one way or another.
Washington can't let go of them, but the American people looks like they can. There's a poll out that says these scandals, the majority don't care. You've got the AP scandal, Associated Press. You've got the IRS scandal. Let's throw the military sex assault scandal in there. And then Benghazi. The American people don't care. Why, Sam? That's the point.
Well, I think they do care. But, I mean, first of all, some of these are complex. Now, a lot of the critics want to make them very simple. But they're not simple. The IRS scandal, for instance, trying to find out why these people in Cincinnati thought that they ought to spend more time and special scrutiny to the people who say, hey, we're the Tea Party, we're patriots and all that. To get to the bottom of that is a can of worms at the moment. I think they will get to the bottom of it, but who can understand it? And who cares about whether the press is inspected by the federal government?
Mm.
Now, you and I may, and maybe some of your listeners do, they understand if the federal government or any government can control the press, we don't have a free press, we lose a lot of possibility of remaining free in the country. But these scandals are not simple. I mean, sex scandals are simple. Hey, you know about that, right, guys?
Yes.
Well, wait a second.
Who said yes? I'd like to take your name.
Oh, goodness.
I thought you were talking about Clinton.
That I know about.
Well, you know, sometimes that's true. Everyone understood what went on there.
I think you're right, Sam. It is a matter of is it if it were a sex scandal, it'd be easy to understand. There would be not as many people and not as many tentacles of the government like the IRS and the Department of Justice.
You know who to blame, too.
Right. You know who to blame. It's an easier blame game. But is this really scandal? Is this the type of scandal that goes back to Watergate? President Obama was asked, can you compare what happened with Nixon to your administration? He says, you read the history and you tell me. I don't have time for that. Boy, he just doesn't know how to handle any kind of, hey, do you know anything about this, and do you have any responsibility or culpability?
You know, for a man who's risen so high through the political jungle, he has a very thin skin. Mm. You can't have a thin skin. You have to kind of smile, and you have to say to yourself deep down inside, I'm going to get that guy. But in public, you have to say, well, let me just discuss that with you. No, this isn't Watergate, and this isn't Iran-Contra. I mean, in Watergate, we discovered that the President of the United States engaged in obstruction of justice,
right,
a crime for which ordinary Americans go to jail every day. Now, he was pardoned, so he didn't have to face the jury of his peers. In the Iran-Contra, we discovered that the president violated his own strong policy of not selling arms to Iran. We were at dagger points with Iran, as you recall. Whether this president, meaning President Reagan, knew about the diversion of money to the Contras, which is clearly illegal, there's no evidence that he did, and people are ready to give him a pass.
Mm.
So here we have a president who, here these IRA people in Cincinnati start doing this inappropriately. I mean, they were wrong, absolutely. And who's the commissioner all during that period of IRS? Well, he's the guy that George W. Bush appointed, who's being held over, so you can't even pin it on an Obama appointee.
Right. Mm.
And to try to make a reach that ended sometime last year, that President Obama had to orchestrate this. This is what the Republicans want to do, of course. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
It is a scandal. But it's not the kind of scandal that Watergate and Iran-Contra were.
Up next, we'll narrow the focus to this week's number one item, the IRS. That's up next here on the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in. The IRS scandal, once again this week as it was last week, number one on the countdown. Here's radio host Jim Leach talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about what Davis thinks still needs to be done to fix this problem with the IRS.
How much, in your view, still needs to be uncovered? How much do we not yet know?
Well, I think if you look at the hearing that was held last week, the outgoing commissioner of the IRS really didn't answer a lot of questions. A lot of I don't knows, a lot of I can't recalls. I don't know if you've seen my colleague Mike Kelly's line of questioning and statements talking about how, you know, someone from the IRS comes in and says, well, we made a mistake. You know, the regular citizen can't make a mistake with the IRS. A regular citizen is held to the utmost standards when the IRS comes knocking. The IRS holds, if they hold American taxpayers to these high standards, they need to be held to those same standards themselves. We have to make sure that politics was not put over people. And that's why I hope that we can continue to dig into this, find out who's responsible, and make sure that we hold them accountable. This isn't just about politics. This is about government by intimidation. We have to make sure that stops. We've seen enough of that in Chicago, and we've seen enough of that in Springfield over the past decade.
Some of your colleagues, including the Speaker of the House, have talked about people being thrown in jail over this. Do you think this rises to the level of a criminal case?
Well, I want to see where I'm more concerned about making sure that this doesn't happen again, that there's no one in the federal bureaucracy who feels empowered enough to be able to create a situation where different groups are held to different standards. That has to be stopped.
The other side of the coin is that it seems to me there are at least legitimate reasons to question if a group is calling itself Tea Party whatever, to question whether in fact they are a political group that shouldn't be getting a tax exemption under the law. Do we need to tighten down the rules on who is getting tax exempt status so that people aren't basically using a tax-free ability to go out and do the politicking that isn't supposed to be tax exempt?
This is exactly why we've got to have tax reform. Now, the tax code is huge. The tax code is onerous, and the tax code is what allows these groups to operate on all sides. And we shouldn't have to have the IRS approve or disapprove of organizations who want to be politically active and also educational. Now, that's why we need to take a look at our entire tax code. And I think we're doing that in the House side right now. I'm actually going to go to a briefing with Ways and Means Chairman Dave Camp today to see what his ideas are. but it's indicative of the failure of our whole campaign finance reform system. It's indicative of the failure of our tax code, too. And with some minor changes, we can avoid the situation as a whole.
Here's Talk Host Dan Potter with political reporter Jamie Dupree. And they talk about IRS official Lois Lerner taking the fifth at the hearings this week. And then she takes an administrative leave of absence.
Quite a performance by Lois Lerner, where she makes an opening statement, then pleads the fifth. I don't think you can do that.
I think you can. I think I've covered it many, many times. I'm no lawyer, but I don't think she opened herself up to waiving her Fifth Amendment rights. I know I've covered before where people come in, deny any wrongdoing, and then say they're not going to answer any questions. Again, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but I'm pretty sure that I've seen that a number of times in my many years up here. Regardless, the series of hearings that have taken place on the IRS targeting of more politically conservative groups, we really haven't squeezed out many new answers and details. I mean, the outgoing acting IRS chief, he didn't seem to know any names. The former IRS chief, he didn't seem to be too connected to what had been going on inside his agency. And so I think we're definitely going to have more hearings in the month of June, and a lot of lawmakers will leave town on extended Memorial Day break today without a lot of answers to some of these questions, Dan.
Well, how do they get answers, Jamie? I mean,
well, they're digging down into the individuals, and they deposed some of them before the House Oversight Committee who work in the Cincinnati office. And I think more than anything, you start to put the squeeze on along with the FBI investigation. And it sounds like the inspector general is also redoubling his efforts. And sooner or later, somebody you would expect would give them some tidbits here and there that will allow them to open this up. But there always is the thought that maybe the IRS, in a sense, will stonewall the Congress. One Democrat said he's worried that that's exactly what's going to happen. And one note on that, it was almost impossible to tell Democrats and Republicans apart because there's such bipartisan outrage at what went on.
What do you think is the ultimate outcome in this? Where are we headed?
Well, most ultimate outcomes on issues like this tend to be a muddle that just sort of fade away over time because we can't get to the exact answers. We'll just have to see. I mean, if the committee is able to unlock this, it's sort of like Benghazi in a sense. You can have thoughts about what you think happened, but can you actually bring out those details and bring them out in public and get them on the public record? That's a whole different thing.
Here's reporter Jenna Lee talking to Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah about what, if anything, has been learned from these hearings that have been held on the IRS.
How close are we to finding out who's accountable for this?
Well, Senator Baucus and I, the chairman of the committee, and I, as ranking member, sent a very extensive questionnaire to the IRS, and we should get the answers back by May 31st, and hopefully that'll shed some light on this. But right now, the investigations, both in the House and the Senate, are just preliminarily going ahead, although we did have the former commissioner and the acting commissioner in yesterday, as well as the investigator who investigated this problem. He didn't really investigate it. He actually audited it, which is a far cry from investigation. So there's a lot we have to learn. There's a lot we have to go into, and we're going to have to follow up on this like we should.
Well, and Senator Hatch, one of the things that the folks that you just mentioned continue to say, and the Inspector General's report continues to assert, is that the targeting of Tea Party groups and other conservative organizations, the targeting was not politically motivated. What do you make of that claim, knowing what you know now?
Well, I thought both former Commissioner Shulman and Mr. Miller, the acting commissioner, that I felt that they were pathetic in their responses yesterday. The fact of the matter is, we've got to get into this. It's anybody who thinks that this was just something that just happened, I think, really isn't looking at it very carefully. You know, I sent three letters over there. Miller answered two of them and knew about these problems and didn't mention them in the letters, even though he knew that's what we were asking for. In other words, evaded responses to the Senate that he should have given. And I just think this is a big mess for the IRS, and it's a big mess for the administration. And anybody who thinks that this is not an important investigation that could go as high as the White House. It already is as high as the White House, at least as far as people knowing about it. And those who say that,
if I could, you've served seven terms as senator now. You're one of the most senior senators that is currently serving. I'd like to draw upon your experience for this next question, which has to do with the administration changing a bit their timeline on who knew what when. What do you make of their assertion that top advisors to the president did not inform the president of this investigation before he learned from the news media, perhaps, that this was actually ongoing?
Well, I know those advisors, and as far as I know, they're honest people, but it's kind of hard to believe that something this bombastic, this important, that they would not have counseled with the president on it, at least on the basis that maybe he would get some questions that he at least have to be able to answer. Those kind of things bother me a great deal. But as of right now, I don't think this investigation has gone far enough to say that there's criminal behavior here. I have to say, I feel badly that Ms. Lerner has taken the Fifth Amendment. But that's her right, and that's the advice of her counsel, and it's certainly a constitutionally protected right. But, you know, we've got to get into all this, and we're going to have to get to the bottom of this.
Up next, we check with Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He's the official attorney, the legal aspects of items that are in the countdown. That's up next here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Now for a take on some of the issues of the week. The talkers charts for the week of May 20th to the 24th include some things that have legal implications, and so the person we call on for that is attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's been helping people protect themselves from identity scams and identity theft for a long, long time with books and lecture material. Matter of fact, that's probably a good place for us to start. With the Oklahoma situation this week, I was thinking of you earlier because I knew there had to be the inevitable scam. By the way, Steve's website, scamaside.com, a helpful place for you to go.
It brings out the best in people who want to help our fellow man. But the scammers are there immediately in a couple of different ways. One is the phony charities that pop up immediately. And, we want to give. We may get an email, a phone solicitation, see a website, or even click in a web search. Because you get, just because something comes up high and may indicate it's giving to the victims of the tornado doesn't mean it's legitimate. The thing that I suggest, which is a nice easy way to do it, is first of all, you can't trust any email or telephone call or text. You don't know who it's from. If you want to give to an organization, if you've heard of one, you go to a website called charitynavigator.org. Mm-hmm. And it's no cost, and you can look up a charity there, find out if they are legitimate. You can also find out if the so-called legitimate charities are paying the lion's share of what they collect to their own salary. So that's good. The victims also will get hit more directly. There will be people coming there, and this is something we all should know when this kind of an event happens, saying they're from FEMA, they're from the government, they're from various your insurance company, and they take down all this information to help you. Well, the information they're taking down is actually information to make you a victim of identity theft. So trust me, you can't trust anybody, and you've got to check out credentials to make sure if you're dealing with an insurance company or a federal agency that they are who they say they are.
All right, moving on to another item of interest, well, a couple of them, the IRS scandals and the legal implications. I think we talked about that a bit last week, whether these people, these organizations can sue the government, can sue the IRS. They're not very forthcoming with information. Matter of fact, it looks to me, when you see the proceedings this week, when all these people were asked questions and they pleaded the Fifth or they didn't answer the questions, what authority does Congress have legally to get at the answers to these legal questions?
Well, they've got a great deal of subpoena power. They can also hold people in contempt of Congress for failing to testify. But Congress does not have any special protection where the Bill of Rights doesn't apply to them. So someone who does plead the Fifth is allowed to do so. You do not have to incriminate yourself. There was an argument made by one of the congressmen saying that by initially making a statement, the person had testified and thereby had waived her right to use the Fifth Amendment. You know, I don't know if that particular senator or congressman had ever been a lawyer, but if so, they would have flunked constitutional law because that just doesn't hold. There really is a lot of authority of Congress to do some good investigations and to require special prosecutors, the Justice Department, and others to give them the information they need to find out. You know, we know something untoward happened. Now we got to find out who authorized it, who knew about it, who didn't report it. I mean, all of that is really important.
All right, the slaying of that soldier in England. I noticed that the Prime Minister of Australia has suggested to Muslims who want to live under Sharia law, maybe they ought not to be living in Australia. Matter of fact, the government there seems to be targeting a lot of these radicals because they want to make sure they don't have any potential terrorists there. How could we do that in America? Could we say that or put our spy agencies onto monitoring mosques, for example?
I wouldn't like us to turn into, you know, a total Big Brother society and xenophobic society, hearing everyone who may be different. You know, it is, by and large, the huge numbers of Muslims in this country are good Americans, many of them are even serving in the military and other parts of public service. There are whack jobs. There are total whack jobs who use religion as their basis for attacking, and this is something that's been done throughout history. Now, there is absolutely nothing wrong. You know, they say, well, you know, this is profiling. Yeah, it is profiling because there is a common thread through so many of these attacks. So based upon some probable cause, yes, you could have some investigations. They would have to be done with a recognition of civil liberty. And there are times that profiling works, and so we should use it.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer and the founder of Scamicide.com, here with legal opinions on the issues that are part of the Talker's Chart for this week on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.